Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, Such Abundance.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves, along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. Heavens singing, earth rejoicing, mountains breaking forth in song. The comfort of the Lord is that great, that the very creatures rise up and let all shouts of joy be heard throughout the land. This is joy. Surely these are moments of hope. Surely the Lord is bringing newness into a weary and desolate land. Such goodness, such generosity, such love. When we are blessed with such moments, what do? Maybe we call our friends, we get together for coffee, we jump in the car and go out to eat. We send emails of joy. We bake decadent brownies. This maybe is what humans with resources do, because our lives are ups and downs, aren't they? The challenge is to allow the moments or days of hardship to mold us into stronger lovers, better Christians, patient people of God. So then, when the turning point comes, it is that more glorious, rather like Easter Sunday having a chocolate bunny. So back in the day of Isaiah, it must have been very, very hard to endure war and political unrest without the comfort of a Jesus Christ right in their midst. But the words of this passage from Isaiah can make it all right. So consider, no more hunger. No more thirst, springs of living water, mountainous roads made smooth. It all sounds so perfect. Our 2023 roads are still bumpy. Political unrest still exists. The desire for power is overwhelming. Our need to get rid of sin and move towards peace and reconciliation is so prevalent and so much in front of us always. So today let us focus on what it can be, on what hopeful moments we are given to cherish. Let us accept the responsibility of peacemaking in the midst of various tragedies. Let us look forward to the time of favor, for springs of living water, for smooth and level pathways, for the sights and sounds of being living, loving creatures, for peace. For he says, could a mother forget her infant? No, but even should she forget, I shall never forget you.